It's time for It's All About Literacy on Praise 107.9. The mission of It's All About Literacy is to provide high quality, diverse, and accessible information and services to and for each individual listener that will enhance the quality of life for all people of all ages, cultures, and communities, regardless of their abilities or deficiencies. And now, here are Dr. Kathy and Sister Gail.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving. And I'm praying that we've all had a wonderful, enjoyable, relaxing Thanksgiving, a time with family, time with friends, and a time just to reflect. One of the things that the Optimist Literacy Institute is going to do, preparing to do, and that is to celebrate November throughout the entire year. November is the month of giving. We're going to focus on Thanksgiving in January through December, Lord bless us. In 2018, we're going to be grateful for our veterans from January to December. We're going to be grateful for our families January to December. We're going to be grateful for each other. We're just going to be grateful because you just can't say thank you enough. A devotional that I remember this week suggested that as you review, reflect, and be reminded of the things that we say, S-A-Y, that we say to God, that we thank Him for, and we give gratitude, and we are so appreciative. We were reminded in that devotional to also show, S-H-O-W, our gratitude to each other, because the blessings that God grants to your families and friends that they share with you are also your blessings. And as you tell God thank you for the things that He has done for you, tell Him thank you for those people that are in your lives that have made the difference, because it's all God. Thanksgiving is an ongoing day, not just only in December, but every day. And we're going to be mindful, and you will hear us reminding you here that it's all about literacy, to be thankful. Because that, too, is literacy. We've got to become more focused. We've got to become sincerely focused. We've got to become mindful, not only for ourselves, but of each other. Because what affects others directly affects all of us indirectly. It's all about literacy. It's all about understanding who you are. It's all about knowing who you are. It's all about knowing your purpose. It's all about making a difference. It's all about being the best that you can be as God has designed and created you to be. As a people, if we don't get a grip of our ignorance, if you will. And ignorance only means to not know. There is no sarcasm behind that word. Let's get real serious about some things. Let's pay attention to verbiage. The word ignorance simply means to not know. Sadly, it's a bit condescending. Things are taken out of connotation. Mm-hmm. But that's not the case. It simply means to not know. And if we don't get a grip of the things that we don't know, if we don't get a grip of our illiterateness, then our illiterateness is going to bring us to an end. If we don't, it will bring us to an end if we don't bring an end to it. And we've got to bring an end to those things. We've got to bring an end to our willingness to accept mediocrity. We've got to bring an end to our willingness and our being so ready to just say okay or to give up. Because if we don't bring an end to these things, they will bring an end to us. And that's not the way God designed us. Scripture says that we were created a little lower than the angels.
Mm-hmm.
And that's power. If you believe in the word of God, and you believe what you say you believe, then let's start living accordingly. Because to say that you believe you're cold, or to say that you are cold, and walk around with shorts or dress for the beach, is a little problematic. So let's live accordingly to the way that we believe. Here at It's All About Literacy, I want you to know that we are here for you. Our focus is for whatever it is that you would need. Also, please know, be reminded, if you will, if there are some information or resources or anything that you would need and you think that we'll be able to help you with that information, please call us, 904-296-2251. That's the number here, and you can call anytime. We're always available. We're not only here for seniors. We're here for students. We're here for young adults. We're here for the seasoned adult. We're here for everybody. The Optimist Literacy Institute of America, it's all about literacy. We are a people-first organization. We are a people-first company. We are a people-first radio show. We are a people-first whatever. It's all about you. And until you are productive, we have not been effective. And it is a genuine concern. And I do carry that burden. I do carry that prayer because somebody's got to care, and I elect me. All the more reason that this is the enrollment period, and that's a real important deal. So, as you recall, last year we had Dr. Sharon Bowens, the insurance expert, if you will, telling us all about ABC's Medicare, the alphabets of Medicare. She was here on last week, and there were some calls, and thank you so much. And so she's back with us again because open enrollment is until December 7th. And that's really important. You've got to be in control of what's going on in your life. If you don't take control of what's going on in your life, it will control you. Now is the time to make those decisions regarding your health. Now is the time to reflect and review and be reminded, even if you are comfortable with your decisions and you decide that you want to keep it, review and reflect it. There's nothing more devastating to realize you need something and you don't have it. It's always better to have and not need than need and not have. And we're giving you this opportunity today. Please get your pen and paper ready. She's here. You're able to call in and ask the questions. Remember, again, here at It's All About Literacy, you will make your calls while the music is playing. Your information is confidential. Your names, your situations, you will speak directly to Dr. Bowens. You will not be on the air. And that is by design. I shared with you at the beginning of It's All About Literacy that would be our format because there are informations, particularly for our students whose parents may call regarding their IEPs. That's federally confidentially information, and it's protected. And I will always protect your confidence, and I will always protect your integrity, because that's mine. So know that you may call in when the music is playing. You will not be on the air. In fact, as some calls were made on last week, Dr. Bourne took the information and called them back personally. So she's always that way. That's one of the good things about Dr. Bourne. She's a minister. She's a Christian woman. And this is her ministry. This is not her business to make a lot of money. This is her ministry to serve you. That's just how good God is. So, it's all about literacy. We're happy to have Sister Gail today. She's still in class. And because it's in holiday weekend, she's allowed to be here today. But she will be back in class next Saturday. Amen, Sister Gail.
Amen.
And, you know, it's all about literacy. We have to do what we have to do. We work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. And when God has given you these opportunities, you have the responsibility of being accountable and making them work. Pray all night, fast 24 hours a day. But unless you study a lesson and prepare for it, it will not happen. Can he do it? Yes, he can. Will he do it? Not like that. So, let's be logic, because of all things that God is, he's practical. And that's where the rubber meets the road. It's all about literacy. Stay with us. We'll be back.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Street. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this two-year free preschool program.
The ultimate gospel experience. The new Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9.
Maybe you feel entitled, 'cause this should have never, ever happened to you. And maybe you've tried to let it go, but letting go just ain't never easy to do. And maybe you feel you'll end up with another broken heart, trying to say something that seems way too hard. But it's too hard to hold on to all of the pain, and it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. Maybe you're trying to handle losing someone that you thought would be there. And maybe you're feeling anxious, 'cause it left you lonely, confused, and so scared. but it's too hard to hold on to all of the pain. And it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard. Something so senseless and something so selfish trying to come and tear your world apart. Someone so loving and someone so selfless will help you when you're ready to restart. Hard to hold on to all of the pain, and it's too hard to relive it over and over again. It's too hard when the memories have control over you. Some say it's too hard to forgive. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. I say it's too hard not to. It's too hard not to. It's too hard not to forgive. Lord, help me.
Coming around at 22 minutes past the hour. Good morning, everyone. And if you're just joining us, welcome to It's All About Literacy with Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest, Dr. Bolin, here on Praise 107.9. Ladies?
Good morning again, and as our engineer has reset the table for us already, it's all about literacy, and our special guest today is Dr. Sharon Bowens, the insurance expert. And good morning, Dr. Bowens.
Good morning, everyone. So excited to be here again, and absolutely want to continue to stress the importance of maximizing your rights, entitlements, and options during this annual enrollment season. Once December 7th passes, your options are done until October 15, 2018. It's critical, it's so important that you make decisions now. I've spoken with quite a few people in the past week since I've been with you all, and you'll be amazed at the questions that are still out there, the requests that are still coming in. It doesn't cost you anything to sit down with a professional so that they may review your specific situation. If you have Medicare Advantage, like Humana, WellCare, UnitedHealthcare Complete, many of the ones that are out there, you can talk with a professional in your specific company if you choose to, or any professional that's certified and licensed to discuss Medicare Advantage and prescription drug plans can assist you. No one should come in to just take over and change what you have. It is your right and entitlement to choose. If you're on Medicare Advantage, something that you must be aware of, you do not have the opportunity to choose and shop drug plans.
Say that again.
If you're on Medicare Advantage, you do not have the opportunity, that's not one of your entitlements, to shop prescription drug plans. Your Medicare Advantage plan includes your prescription drug plan. In most instances, there are a few exceptions where people have Medicare Advantage only that does not include prescriptions. They are so few and far between. The average person and the general population, 98%, has the Medicare Advantage that includes them. Your prescription plan within that Medicare Advantage plan is all you have to work with. You do not get to choose what might work best for your prescription. The only options you have is to choose another Medicare Advantage plan that may fit your doctors, your hospitals, and your prescriptions maybe more effectively than the one you're in now. You can only do that if you make the comparison. You do have a right to choose to come out of the Medicare Advantage plan and go back to original Medicare. And with original Medicare, you will need to choose a separate prescription plan. A lot of the detail and the process to doing that needs to be facilitated by a certified professional. You want to make sure that you're reviewing what you have. If you're a younger person that tuned in today, you may be helping a neighbor, you may have a family member, you may have a relative, you may have a coworker that is just a little confused. Please, please call in on the break and we will talk with you and provide some information for you. We're available to share detail that can help you. I can't stress it enough. December 7th closes the annual enrollment. And after that date, you have to stay within the plans that you are in until the following annual enrollment in 2018. It depends on what services you're having, and our needs change. Be reminded, when we were younger, many of us may have gone to have a wellness visit once a year, maybe. Some of us were so darn healthy that we didn't go to the doctor but maybe every 5 years. Well, as we get a little older and as we become more mature, different things may become present. Most of us that are of a certain age, especially Medicare-eligible recipients, we typically have anywhere from 3 or more doctors that we see on a consistent basis. Most of us have a primary care doctor and at least one specialist, if not more. That is very critical when we've gotten to this certain age and we've been seeing those providers for all these many years. We do not want to be forced by a company or an agency to change or choose someone else. That's very critical and important. Sometimes plans change. They change their networks. They change the benefits. They modify what's required of you and what your copays and deductibles may be. It's very important to look at those things. Whatever current plan you may have now should have sent you updated information for what will change and can change for 2018. You want to go through that guide. Is your premium for that plan going to increase? What about your copays for different services, doctors, tests, if you go in the hospital? All of those things are important because you have to prepare for completing your part of that. My listeners that may know of family members or persons or you yourself who may have a Medicare supplement that works with your Medicare. The supplemental coverage is designed to fit Medicare like a glove. Where Medicare says we approve this service, this procedure, this option, but here is what we will pay, this is what's left for you. A Medicare supplement, depending on the level you choose, will pick up your gaps, your out-of-pocket portions. It depends on what works for you. Most Medicare Advantage plans do not have a premium. Many of them are zero premium or minimal premiums. Medicare supplements, on the other hand, come with a monthly premium every consistent month, in addition to the premium you pay directly to Medicare for that coverage. All of these things roll together. It's a lot to understand. I've been doing this for many years, and I've become a subject matter expert at it. We call it the alphabets of Medicare because, remember, your Part A and your Part B is what you see on your red, white, and blue card. Part A is for your hospitals. That's kind of your room and board. It does only hospitals and a little bit of rehab for you. Part B you need, absolutely. That's your medical coverage. That covers your doctors, your tests, your specialists, your blood work, your labs. It covers everything else except hospitals and prescriptions. So you can't have A without B or you won't have what you need. Part D is your prescriptions, if it's separate. If you choose Medicare Advantage, remember, it takes Part A, Part B, and Part D and rolls it into a nice big C. And that is just a brief snippet of what the alphabets of Medicare does and provides. We'll be back with you.
It's all about literacy.
With your family. It's at the Hope Pavilion in Ponte Vedra Beach Friday from 5 to 10. The Caregivers Conference is Saturday at the Piedmont Okefenokee Baptist Association. It's a day of inspiration and encouragement for those who are a caregiver for a loved one. There are breakout sessions, delicious lunch, a lot more. Get more information and post your own events at praise1079.com.
36 past the hour. Happy holiday weekend, Jacksonville. Let's return to Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and special guest Dr. Sharon Bowens. It's all about literacy here and only here. Praise 107.9.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for joining us after your Turkey Day and Black Friday shopping. We have our guest, Dr. Sharon Bowens, who's our expert here. If you have any questions for her, she is one of the most patient people that I know when it comes to making sure that you understand. So please call us, area code 904-296-2251. Dr. Bowens, back to you.
Welcome back. Let me recap on a few things that I talked about a moment ago, because I know I gave you a lot of information all at one time. Let's break down the parts of Medicare again, because sometimes we're not sure how each piece works with the other. I was speaking with someone, and they could not understand how they got any particular plan. Many times during this season, there will be functions, marketing events, informational sessions that you'll be invited to. Always be very clear when you're going to an event. If it's an enrollment event, that means that a licensed professional will be available to help you enroll in a plan if you choose to, answer questions. It will kind of be a smorgasbord. It will be whatever you need, it's there for that particular day. But be very observant. Don't sign anything. Don't agree to anything if you have not made that decision. Because I've spoken with many of our seniors who don't know how they got into a particular plan. It's because someone enrolled you somewhere. You have to be very open-minded with some of these events that you attend. That's why it's good, as we get a little bit older, some of our grandchildren and some of our children may want to participate with us to just ensure that everything is going as you understand it is, because they are going to have your best interests at heart. Sometimes it's a complete stranger that you're talking to. They may be a certified professional, and I can't speak to what their motivation or what their intent is. But your loved one or your friend or your confidant, the person who really cares for you, will make sure that what someone is advising you on is going to be the best for you. Some of the critical pieces that you have to understand. As we break down Medicare, when you think about Part A, which is your hospitals and some rehab. Part A means that if I have to go into the hospital, all hospitals are going to take Medicare. I haven't found a hospital yet that won't take Medicare. But as many of you who are on Medicare may know, some doctors don't accept Medicare because they don't want to accept Medicare's assigned costs. What Medicare has done to protect the consumer is created a list of codes and costs for every procedure, from an ingrown toenail to heart or brain surgery. So no matter what it is, Medicare has already given it a dollar value, already given it a code. When a hospital, doctor, facility, or professional accepts Medicare's assigned cost, they're going to accept the price Medicare is going to pay them. When someone says we don't accept Medicare's assigned cost, like a very prominent facility in our city, then they do something a little different. Medicare will say, okay, you won't accept our cost. We'll pay you what we're going to pay you, but we're not going to allow you to charge the client the other portion. So if you've got a procedure that's $10,000, just because you want to put that price tag on it, Medicare has put a safety net in place for you, the consumer, to say to that facility, our price is only $5,000, and we're not going to let you charge the consumer $5,000 more just because that's your price tag. But we will allow you to charge them an extra 15% excess charge of what our approved amount was. So if we go back to my example of a $10,000 procedure, or make it $1,000, it doesn't matter the number. Medicare is going to pay their 80% of their approved price. If Medicare says that procedure is only $5,000, they're going to only pay $4,000 of that. That particular service provider, company, or physician cannot charge you the other $5,000. They can only charge you an extra 15% of the $4,000 that Medicare was going to pay. So it's important to make sure you understand what your providers accept and what they're taking so you will know what your responsibility is going to be after Medicare pays. If you go into the hospital, there's three levels of copays or deductibles. Mm-hmm. Your first 60 days, if you go into the hospital and you're on Medicare, you have a $1,300-plus deductible that you're expected to pay first, then Medicare comes in to pay. Usually at your pre-op or somewhere in the early stages before your procedure, if it's not emergency,
mm-hmm.
they're going to ask how you're going to take care of that deductible.
They want to know how they're going to get paid.
Absolutely. So if you have Medicare Advantage, I'm going to show you how that is going to work. If you have a Medicare supplement, I'll show you how that's going to work. If you're going into the hospital, they want to know how you're going to pay that deductible. Medicare Advantage plan comes in, remember, and it takes your Part A, your Part B, and your Part D for prescriptions and puts it all together. It doesn't get rid of that hospital deductible for you.
Okay.
On Medicare Advantage, there is still a daily copay for a certain number of days that you will be responsible for, and you don't have an assistant or any other resource other than your checking or savings account okay. to get that paid.
So of the ABCs, there's no other part that's going to cover that. You have to personally cover that part.
Right. If okay. you're on the C part, the Medicare Advantage.
Okay.
Now, the other side to that is if you chose a Medicare supplement
okay.
to work with your Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the hospital, they want to know how you're going to pay that $1,300-plus. Well, you just simply give them your supplement card because okay. that's who's going to pay it for you.
Oh, okay.
You see how a supplement fits Medicare like a glove?
Yes, yes.
There's no hidden agenda.
Okay.
With a Medicare supplement, you are getting what you pay for. You're going to pay either on the front end or the back end.
Nothing
You're going to pay one way or the other.
Nothing is free.
Medicare Advantage is set up more for you to pay as you go.
Okay.
With Medicare Advantage, you do have the option to be subjected to this maximum out-of-pocket deductible,
okay.
which is called the MOOT, the M-O-O-T, maximum out-of-pocket total. If you're subjected to that, if it's in network, it could be about $6,700 before the plan kicks in for 100%.
Okay.
If you're out of network, it could be $10,000 plus.
Okay.
If you chose a Medicare supplement, and I'm just trying to help you decipher and make the comparisons.
Okay.
If you chose a Medicare supplement, you have a set premium you pay every month to that company, that private company that provides it, and your total out-of-pocket is whatever that premium per month times 12.
Okay.
Any other costs that you've been advised of or made aware of is the only other number. There's no out-of-pocket total. There's nothing like that. The full-service Medicare supplement, which is the Plan F. We call that the, well, they used to call it the Cadillac plan. I call it more the Bentley plan now.
Okay.
Because, it's, I mean, you know, other than a Maserati, Ferrari, or something else, you know, it, you know,
it's luxury.
In our layman's term, you know,
yeah.
Bentley is kind of attainable for
yeah.
some. And so what happens is, you've already controlled the healthcare industry for yourself. You've taken charge. You've taken authority because you say, look, I want this Bentley plan because I'm not only choosing for myself for now, but I'm choosing for the future. As I become older, as I become more mature, I could become frail. I could develop some things that may not even be in my family, but it has attacked me. Look at how many cases of MS and other things late stage in life people are getting now.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting that you would mention that
mm-hmm.
because MS is really on the rise.
It's very
it's
prevalent.
It's really,
now.
Really on the rise. I know of two cases. A young person
mm-hmm.
has
mm-hmm.
been diagnosed with MS, and there's no one in the family. And those kinds of things really do happen.
They do.
And when we are of the nature of being impulsive
mm-hmm.
about mm-hmm. anything across the board, because mm-hmm. impulsiveness mm-hmm. is not an isolated incident.
Mm-hmm.
We're not just impulsive at one thing, and then we're going to think something through on the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who we are.
Correct.
But this is what we need to not really give into impulsivity. But we need to think about what we're doing.
Right.
Because many times we make the decision, an impulsive decision for right now, and that mm-hmm. does not work for us a little later.
Right. We have to forward think futuristically, because it's not just me, my four, and no more. It's for me and everybody whose life I touch, because it's going to affect them, what happens to me.
Right, because impulsivity is not a good thing. Being impulsive right now, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just not. It's just not. We need to be impulsive with our thinking,
yes,
but not with our decisions.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about some of these illnesses that could get you on disability and how that affects Medicare.
We'll be back. It's All About Literacy.
All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy is now enrolling. All About Kids specializes in infant and toddler care, preschool, voluntary pre-kindergarten VPK, nutritional gardening, and VPK Music Academy, where your young person can learn to play the violin. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy accepts vouchers from Episcopal Children's Services, Early Learning Coalition, ELC, Success by Six, VPK, and Teen Parent. When children are exposed to music education at an early age, they excel in all subjects later in life. Give your child an early advantage. Stop by today. All About Kids is conveniently located at Pearl and 36th Streets. Come experience child care at its best. All About Kids Preschool and VPK Music Academy. Success by Six starts here at All About Kids. Call 353-2800. Qualify today for this 2-year free preschool program.
Once again, we return to It's All About Literacy, starring Dr. Kathy, Sister Gail, and our special guest, Sharon Bowens. Very interesting conversation this morning. Stay with us here at Praise 107.9.
Welcome back. And we're redressing the table. We're talking about the alphabets of Medicare. Dr. Bowen, continue, please.
Had a question on the break asking about Medicare supplements. We gave the example that if you choose the Medicare Advantage plan that takes your Part A, your Part B, and your Part D and roll them together in a Part C, that we talked about the maximum out-of-pocket deductible and some things that could happen that you could be subjected to. Well, the question was posed that with a Medicare supplement, is there some type of limit or case basis that they will say, this is all we're going to pay on this amount, or this is all we're going to do on that one? There is no limit with your Medicare supplements. It functions to fit Medicare like a glove. As medically necessary, as a procedure, a surgery, a visit, anything dealing with your health that Medicare says, yes, we're going to pay for that. Your supplement comes in and say, yes, we're going to pick up the change. I call them the cleanup person.
That's good.
It's like whatever Medicare kind of leaves a little dust behind,
mm-hmm.
you know, in our world, you know, you heard the song, the cleanup one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the supplements
Medicare.
Are kind of like the cleanup persons. They come behind
okay.
and just tidy up what Medicare says. That 20% we're going to leave on the table. Or that hospital deductible. You know you've got to pay that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that supplement comes in. And a lot of clients, it just gives them a sigh of relief to go through an entire year, no matter what has transpired. And when you get a plan and you're going and you've been on it for 10 years, but everything has been smooth, sometimes people feel like, well, I'm paying this premium. I don't really need that. But then all of a sudden, one day something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And all it takes is one event.
That's one. All.
Yeah.
And when you have onset dementia, Alzheimer's, you have a stroke, a major event, and you're going to neurologic, neurologist, I apologize. You're going to all endocrinologists. You're going to all vascular surgeons, all type of specialists. And you just walk in the door and you just hand them your red, white, and blue, and you hand them your Bentley or Cadillac card. And you just have a seat. And that's 1 ounce of stress that you don't have to take on.
And that is also applicable with the optometrist and ophthalmologist. I've noticed I was with someone, and it was just really a relief because they did take Medicare, and interestingly, the person was not aware that the optometrist would actually take Medicare. And I said to her, "Why would you not think they would? Because we don't think of eye doctors, as she called them, as your medical doctor, but they are."
Particularly
when you have other health issues.
What really happens in that situation, some of your Medicare Advantage plans do offer some generic benefits that sometimes a supplement in traditional Medicare may not offer. When we get a little older, when it comes to the optometrist and the ophthalmologist, they're looking for more than just you to get your eyes examined for your glasses.
Right.
So that's one reason why the exam is typically covered by Medicare.
Right.
Because they're looking for a degenerative prevention for cataracts.
Diabetes,
lens replacement, different things that have to happen. If you find that you have a degenerative disease or procedure of the eye and you are required to do certain things as a follow-up, sometimes after they do lens replacement, certain types of glasses are required.
Mm-hmm.
After they remove cataracts, you must get this. There are certain things that because it's medically necessary, Medicare comes in and picks up.
Right.
But most of your exams are going to be covered because they don't know what they're going to find. Because you're not just a 19-year-old just getting some new contacts.
Right.
You're now a seasoned, mature individual that have used these eyes many times, 65 years plus.
Right, right.
So at that particular time, it's more. Now, let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about Medicare disability, because it's out there and it exists.
Okay. Yeah.
Medicare disability happens when you qualify for disability. Whether it's a terminal illness, whether it's an event, a health event, that will deem you necessary for the disability. You go through whatever processes to begin to apply and get approved. Once you've been disabled and receiving disability benefits for 24 months, you are automatically enrolled in Medicare disability. You could be 20 years old. It doesn't matter. If you go into disability when you're 20, at 22, they're going to automatically enroll you in Medicare disability. Now, another very important fact to remember, I've had a case that I've been working with that is this specific situation. Because of a major illness, this individual had to go on to Medicare. They were qualified for disability. And in 2 years, they were automatically enrolled in Medicare. Well, in the interim, they recovered and went back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And one day got this Medicare information in the mail. Was advised, you don't have to worry about it. You don't need to really do anything. But then they just kept working. And they were offered an incentive to retire early. And one of the parts of the incentive was that we're going to provide your medical coverage until you're Medicare eligible at 65. This individual is only 60 at that time. But once the claims start coming in, they notice the insurance was different.
Uh-huh.
Well, the retiree area said, it's because you have this red, white, and blue stuff out here. You're on Medicare. No, I'm not on Medicare. Yeah, you're on Medicare. And because you are, the plan looks different.
Okay.
So there was a lot of, you know, I worked as a liaison, assisted. There's a lot going on. You will automatically be enrolled if you're disabled for 24 months.
Okay.
Even if you go back to work, you still qualify. I have another person that I've worked with that has gone back to work, fully recovered. They're still on that Medicare disability. They still have it. It will affect the way your other plans work.
Okay.
And when you're under 65, not the traditional Medicare age, mm-hmm. there are some companies that will provide supplemental coverage, but it is very expensive.
Yes.
Twice, almost three times.
When you're under age.
The average Medicare supplement for a Medicare-eligible person at age 65, pardon me, is on an average between 180 and 220 a month. At age 65, just to give an average.
Okay, just a ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Most companies have a male, a female, non-smoker, smoker.
Okay.
And they came up with that model a few years ago. It used to be across the board in many companies, everybody just paid the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I agree that that's not quite fair. If I take pride in my health and I do certain things and I don't smoke and I don't abuse my body, you know, mm-hmm, I do certain
right.
things, I feel that I should be rewarded for that.
Gotcha.
But don't just put me in the pot with everybody else
right.
because they're a higher risk than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Just like life insurance, there are some parameters mm-hmm. and some contingencies and conditions. So if we don't meet those, then we're charged accordingly.
Right.
So it's critical that you remember, if you're on Medicare disability, many times it's more affordable and cost-effective to choose a Medicare Advantage plan, because most people just don't have $400 and $500 a month just to put on a supplemental plan.
Right.
No.
So they ride that wave and they work that until they're eligible to get something a little bit different. One of the other things you have to remember is when they send you a Medicare card, because if you're on disability and you're receiving Social Security disability benefits, typically you're going to automatically be enrolled, whether it's the 24 months. And if you're a person who retired and started your Social Security benefits at 62, the first eligible age, typically, they will automatically enroll you in Medicare when it's time at 65. Whenever you're enrolled, you do have an option to delay your benefits. But you have to go through the necessary procedures, because some recipients went through the proper channels and still were penalized. Somewhere, somebody dropped the ball in the documentation, mm-hmm. and it didn't get to where it should have been. Because typically, the only options for you to delay Medicare is if you have credible coverage, meaning you have a retiree plan that's covering you and it's credible and you can delay it because it's going to last. Like in this example, the person was only 60. Well, they were going to have credible coverage until 65. So they didn't need to pay the extra fee for Medicare Part B and start that process. They were already covered. Their insurance was going to remain just as it was, as if they were working. But because they were enrolled in Medicare, that changed it.
Right. And as you mm-hmm. also said, even when you delay it and you go through the changes
mm-hmm.
and you do what's necessary to avoid the penalty,
mm-hmm.
something happens.
Sometimes.
And you end up being penalized.
Now,
and that penalty stays with you forever.
It does.
And you have to revisit Social Security and all of this all over again every year. Mm-hmm. It's almost like just you want to just tape the conversation
mm-hmm.
and call Social Security back and replay the tape again.
Mm-hmm. I've had situations where that has been quite a challenge.